Welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we're continuing with the series What Saith the Scriptures? And the book that we're to look at in this podcast is the book of Isaiah. The spiritual guidance of the Jewish people after the delivery of the law by Moses was placed in the hands of the priesthood. In addition to their ministrations in holy things, they were also the teachers of the people, interpreters of the law, and the medium of communication between the nation and God. The gradual degeneracy of the priesthood, culminating in the wickedness of Eli's sons and their rejection, paved the way for the introduction of the prophets, of whom Samuel was the first. Thenceforward, the order played an important part in the history of the nation. The schools of the prophets, founded by Samuel, continued until the time of the captivity to Babylon, and furnished an ample supply of religious teachers and guides. They instructed the people in their moral duties, setting before them their obligations to the covenant, and pointing them in the right way with regards to the ordinary relations of life. From amongst these were ordinarily taken the prophets who were more directly inspired with the Spirit of God to declare His way to the people. They acted independently of the political leaders, and very often in antagonism to them, more especially during the period after Solomon's reign, when kings and people alike, with few exceptions, fell away from the worship of God into degrading idolatry. As well as being made the bearers of the divine warnings and reproofs and judgment, some of them gifted with a more clear perception of God's will and purpose, and speaking as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, kept alive the promise of the Messiah, and pointed forward to His coming. Of such were the number whose writings are recorded in the Holy Scriptures, and who have preserved to latter ages an authentic and inspired record of the events of their respective periods. Through this we can clearly trace the progress and the purpose of God marching steadily on to its fulfilment. The writing prophets are divided into two groups, each of which is arranged in chronological order and distinguished as the greater and minor prophets. The first group consists of Isaiah, Jeremiah, including Lamentations, Ezekiel and Daniel. The second group extends from Hosea to Malachi. Of Isaiah's history, very little is known beyond what he himself records. Jewish tradition takes him to have been of the royal house of Judah, but this is doubtful. His father's name was Amos, of whom nothing is known. That Isaiah prophesied during the reigns of four kings of Judah, from Uzziah to Hezekiah, and that he was married with two sons, whose names, like his own, were symbolic, is nearly all that's known of him. The Jews say he lived into the reign of Manasseh, by whom he was put to death by being sawn asunder in the trunk of a tree. From what is known of Manasseh's cruelty, this may not be improbable, and is thought by some commentators to be referred to by Paul in Hebrews 11, where he speaks about being sawn asunder. His period of prophecy extends over a great number of years, commencing in the reign of Uzziah, his sixth chapter recording the vision which he saw in the year that the king died, seems to indicate the period of his call to the prophetic office, and living into the reign of Manasseh, it would extend over a period of 62 years. He has been called the great evangelical prophet and the apostle of Christ on account of the vividness of his prophecy and the accuracy of his prophetic details as the sufferings and death of the Saviour. His 53rd chapter is one of the clearest Old Testament indications of the Saviour's work of atonement for his people. None of the prophets is so frequently referred to in the New Testament, both by our Lord himself and his apostles. Quite one-fifth of all the New Testament quotations from the Old Testament being from his writings. Thank you for joining me as we considered this book of Isaiah. I trust you found it of benefit. And remember, the podcast comes from the Wicketgate magazine. That's www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for joining me.